That was Worm with One Is Always Heading Somewhere. And the band is playing with Dry Cleaning as part of the Strange Universe Winter Series at Hollywood Avondale on June 3rd, which is an all-ages gig now in great news. And to tell us all about it, I have Gigi and Cello Forrester in the studio with me this morning. Hi, guys.
Hello. Good morning.
Good
morning.
How are you doing?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Great morning so far. Yeah. Winter's in the air. It's feeling good.
Yeah.
The puffer jacket's on right now. I don't know if that's
ASMR.
Audible. Yeah.
Hope you love that, listeners. And Gigi, you've got a good scarf on, and yeah, you're looking very cozy, both of you.
Very cozy.
Now, so the gig's coming up soon. When did it actually get locked in? Do you remember?
Probably like a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, something like that. And yeah, we're really like big fans of Dry Cleaning.
Yeah.
So that was one when that came through. We're like, that's so cool. That's so exciting.
Yeah, it's such a huge get. It must have been, quite a moment, you know.
Yeah, getting to play there and getting to play at the Hollywood Avondale is like also another one we've always wanted to do. So, we're looking forward to it.
Do you have a bucket list of venues you want to play?
Definitely. This is definitely one of them on there. So I think I've seen like one gig there and been to a couple like films there, but I was like, it's just beautiful. It's so nice playing in like, it's really nice playing in beautiful spaces that also aren't just bars. I think that's always a nice thing to not, you know, like music is so reliant on like bar culture sometimes. So it's nice to separate that out and just play in like a grand venue.
I saw you play solo at Pitt Street.
Oh,
Church.
Cool. Yeah, that's a similar vibe where it's, I think it just kind of helps shape a gig in a different way, and maybe for both the like the person playing and the people listening, I feel like it creates like quite a sacred kind of bond or something that, I don't know if that always, like that can happen in bars, but that's not always like going to happen necessarily.
Different vibe. Do you have anything? How is the venue of the Hollywood gonna influence your set? Is it playing any role?
I think so, because I think I'm just thinking back to last time I was in there, and I love the lighting in there, and I feel like, I imagine it might be different when we play, but just the whole atmosphere, I think, will kind of imbue the set in a different way.
It's always fun to try to like almost like kind of gear the show towards where we're playing, and like there's like a few times when we haven't done that. Like we played this like really beautiful small like hall last year, and the gig was like, the set we were doing was like totally not the energy for that, and we're like, oh, okay, it's actually, we should have catered this to the hall energy and like try to like focus on that.
So,
I think
it really does make a world of difference.
Definitely
the venue.
Yeah, your live sets are quite sort of different from what you hear on the album. Like, Others Way was quite full on.
And that was probably, like, that felt like a really good space to do very different stuff that isn't, like, I think maybe the albums are a bit mellow in other ways.
Yeah, whereas that was quite, like, blew me away. It was really incredible. What can people expect from the June 3rd show? What have you got up your sleeves?
Well, we're going to be playing the night before also with Dry Cleaning in Wellington, so we've made a nice 5-song set that feels, there's a new song on there that no one's ever heard, that is personally my favourite Worm song so far. So
wow.
No way.
I didn't know that. That's great.
And when we play it, it's like the closest feeling I've ever had to kind of the good parts of being on drugs without being under, not in a usual kind of druggy music way, but like there's something, I don't know, it just feels really awesome to play, and I'm
a different frequency.
We keep having like any practice we've had, you're just like, this is like the drugs are hitting, but like in a great way,
but not in a way you might expect. But it's just, I'm very excited to see how the audiences feel about that one. Like I think it's quite exciting, and then we're playing two relatively new songs that we've played a couple of times.
I think we've never played them in New Zealand, I'm pretty sure. So
So there's going to be three songs that are all new, and people can only hear them if they go along to the gigs in Wellington or Auckland. Oh my gosh.
And I think the set that we've been practicing feels really good, really cohesive. And yeah.
Hype.
Yeah, because you guys must be quite, I mean, you're siblings, of course you're tight, but you must be quite tight having come off the Australian tour with the Beths in April.
You would hope so. you never really know what's going to come out.
Yeah, it's a bit varied. Sometimes it really depends on a lot of things.
How did that tour go? And you guys grew up in Australia. You were just telling me off air, as did I. What was it like touring around?
It was really special, and also like the last show was in Melbourne, which is kind of like where we grew up, me for like the first 5 years of my life, and Gigi for the first 11, 12. So yeah, getting to play a show there, like we've played some shows in Melbourne, but this one was at this place called The Forum, which is maybe similar to the Civic. It's like really like amazing space, and like yeah, that was like the last show of the tour, and it was just so special playing there, and like really beautiful crowds, and yeah, so fun playing with the Beths as well. Mm-hmm. So
they're nice.
They're awesome, and yeah, it was just a really special time. Yeah,
is that the biggest tour you guys have done so far? Or
for sure, we had a really like it was like one of the best times of our life. We went to China in 2019. So that was like a bigger tour in terms of like it was like 2 weeks and I think 10 shows. But so this was like 5 shows, but definitely in terms of the kind of scope of it, it was like I don't know, I think it was like, oh, this is what real musicians are like. Like it was quite diving into that world, being like, oh, so this is what like real touring is like. Cool.
Was the China tour, was that solo, or were you with other bands?
That was it was really fun. We got to play with our beautiful friend Strange Stains. I think their name now is Desire Path. But yeah, so that was like, yeah, kind of like double bill tour.
Cool. We had a pretty big crew with us.
It was great. And yeah, Kristen Ng, like she runs all of that. So yeah, she took us over, and yeah, I think she's just taken Night Lunch over there really recently.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going over in July, so I'll ask you questions off air.
We can discuss.
That's so exciting.
And it's been a big 2026 for you. You had Others Way at the start of the year. Yeah, there was the Aussie tour, and you were nominated for the Tate Award.
We were.
Congratulations. Cool. How did that feel?
That was just really special. I think I, like, 2 years before in 2024, we were finishing off our album, and I went to the Tates, and I think it was like, whoa, that'd be so cool if we were like part of this, like once our album is out in the world. So then it was kind of like one of those like really special moments, being like, that dream is now real, and that's happening. Yeah. So, yeah, we're stoked, and yeah, all of the albums were so like such like high caliber, so it felt quite amazing to get to be in that kind of top 10 or whatever. It was like, this is crazy. This is such good albums.
I started crying when the Mint Chicks album got commemorated. Yes. I was just like weeping. Yeah. It was so beautiful.
I think everyone was moved to tears during
so
that.
So special. Yeah.
Or having flashbacks.
Yeah.
or both.
Yeah. We moved here in 2006, and I think the album was made in 2006. Yeah. So it was like, felt very like the stars all like coming into one path, and I was like, oh, this is
New Zealand.
Yeah, this
welcome.
Is so cool. Yeah.
And because your record came out 14 months ago, March last year, what's the past year been like for you as a band and as siblings?
Wow. It's been fun, I think. Yeah, it's been a good time. It was nice to put out that album. I feel like sometimes it's hard to like mark the things you've done. So I think I think we tried to get better at that. So just like marking it for ourselves, and then doing our tour, and like we went over to Aussie for some shows as well. So yeah, doing all of that, I think that helped like mark it. And then really like awesome things have like happened since then. And now it's like, oh, now it's time for the new album. So
yeah, can you tell, that was my next question. Can you tell us a bit more about that? You've told us a bit about some of the new songs, but what's up your collective sleeves?
I will resist saying too much because I feel like I will say something and then the plan will completely change. But so far, I think winter is looking like we're going to kind of make and finish the album. So yeah, I think that is, I'm really, really looking forward to it. I think it'll be a while away still, but I keep having the feeling, because we've kind of made all the songs now, and I keep having the feeling like, oh, what's that song? And I'm like, oh, it's our song, but I can't listen to it because it's not out. It doesn't actually, it's not a physical thing at all right now. Yeah. It just exists in the moment of us like playing it. So yeah, I'm excited to like put it down and have it somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
And we're going to work with Dee Stevens.
Yeah.
Which we're excited about.
Cool. Yeah. And is your sound sort of evolving with the new record?
I think an ambition for this album, just as you said before, like our albums always sound quite different from our live set. And that comes a lot with the way we approach it. We, you know, we're like demoing in our like rooms and like sending each other like little stems, and it's all very like almost quite a fragmented process or something. So yeah, we're doing like our first like studio recording ever, which feels like terrifying. Mm-hmm. And also I'm like, okay, no, we can totally do that. And last year I was like in that project moving rooms with Dee, so I think that just like showed me like how possible that is, and how good the risk of like being in the studio is, that there's a beautiful thing that can come from that. So yeah, I think that's gonna make the sound really, really different. I don't know what it's gonna sound like.
I think it might actually be, you might disagree with me, but like this album might be a little bit eclectic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still cohesive.
Yeah. I do agree.
And so if people want to hear some of the new stuff, they can do so, but it means getting tickets to your Strange Universe show June 3rd with Dry Cleaning at Hollywood Avondale. That is all ages, so no excuses. Bring the kids with you.
Yes.
And it sounds like it's going to be amazing. You guys are brilliant live, and as we've been saying during this chat, it really is a different experience, so... Mm. Cool. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Cello and Gigi, for joining us and telling us a bit about what's going on with you. And it's very exciting to hear what is on the horizons. Any last plug or shout out, or where can people get your music?
I just wanted to say hello to Haz, who can't be with us today.
Yeah,
that's all.
Love you, Hazzy.
We love you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
It's Morning Glory.